It's this only is by Brevard's the preaching of praise the Lord, and worship station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today. Friends, God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me today as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're following the Apostle Paul's favorite way of teaching. He loves to compare two things side by side. Many times we'll see him compare law against grace. Here today, in today's program, is going to be the wisdom of men against the wisdom of God, and how God chooses the foolish things of this world. He's being a little sarcastic there, but the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Remember, Paul's right into Corinth with all these geniuses there. You got the home, well, Athens, not far from there, of Socrates and Plato and all these brilliant minds there, and Aristotle and all these people there. And they think they're wise. And Paul's going to straighten them out a little bit about being wise. And he's there in town to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. That is, the Son of God had to die. And this was foolishness to those that are perishing. So that's where we're at here. Paul must have had a really hard time, and he had a very difficult job to go into this godless, well, not godless. Actually, it would be poly. They had so many gods, I don't know what, to go in and preach the one true God. This is the last part of this message. If you'd like a copy of this, why don't you write to me? And I'd love to hear from you, too. I encourage you to write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com.
Here's some of the wisdom from this world. Number one, evolution. The Big Bang Theory. There's the wisdom of this world. Think about it. Nothing created something. That's impossible. Nothing cannot create, because nothing is nothing. You can't get something out of nothing. It's impossible. You've got to have something to have something. Nothing cannot produce something. But that's what they say. Evolution. The earth is flat, declares the wisdom of this world. Did you know an up-and-coming new theory and doctrine today is people are believing again that the world is flat? The brilliant minds of this age have said the world is flat. That's the wisdom of this world. Number three, there is no God. Or 3A, there are many gods. You too can be a god. That's what Creflo Dollar and Joseph Smith say. Do you see how the evil of this world can be? Again, verse 7, Paul compares. Starts with the words, but we. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. That is unknown to the world up until this point. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden mystery. So let me show you what that is. Again, I don't think this is on the handout. Maybe you wonder what that is. Let me read it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm sorry, Colossians 1:26. and 27. It says, even the mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is, here it is, you ready? The greatest mystery in the annals of time, never known. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the great mystery. The great mystery is God had a plan, and that the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is going to take up residence someday on the inside of you. Started on the day of Pentecost. Started when Jesus was crucified. And then on the day of Pentecost, the birth of the church, the Holy Spirit's ministry starts. And believers here to this day, when you believe and receive in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit takes up residence on the inside of you. That is the great mystery. The mystery of the ages, unknown up until this point. Which, verse 8, none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, I bet, had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Ain't that the truth? Had they known it, they wouldn't have done what they did. Again, that's what it means to be deceived, right? To think that something is something, while something is something else. If you would have known it, you wouldn't have done it. Verse 9. One of my all-time favorite verses. As it is written, eyes not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that love him. Love it. Eyes not seen, that is, no one's ever seen it yet. Nor ear heard, that is, no one's ever heard it. Yet, it's a mystery up until now. Neither has entered into the hearts of men. That is, no one's ever thunk it. Is that a word? It is now. No one's ever thunk it. That which God has prepared for all of you that love him. All the wisdom of the world can't teach you that. Jesus said in the book of Revelation, at the end of time, he says, to him that overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my heavenly Father on his throne. Yes, indeed, eye is not seen, nor is ear heard. Neither has entered into the hearts of men and women everywhere that which God has prepared for all of you that love him. My question is that you? Do you love God? Do you love the Lord? Jesus said, if you love me, then keep my commandments. John 14:15. The Lord really taught me a lot this week. You prove that you love God by what you do. Here's a verse God gave me this week. James chapter 2, verse 18. It says, a man may say, well, you've got faith and I've got works. That's the Christian that does nothing. He says, well, I believe, and never lifts a finger for Jesus Christ. He says, you've got faith and I've got works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. And God showed me that for you to love God is evident by what you do, not by what you say. That's what I learned this week. You can say anything. I can get up in front of this whole church and say, you know what? I love broccoli. I love it. And then when you have broccoli parties in here, I'm going to secretly throw mine into the trash or spew it into the kitchen sink. I've said something, but I don't mean it. If you love God, it'll be evident by what you do. You talk about your faith by whatever. I will show you my faith by what I do. What are you doing for Jesus Christ? This is the evidence. If you love me, keep my commands. Live a good life. Jesus said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled. Here's a great verse from the Apostle John. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. Meaning it's not a drag to do what he says. How stinking hard is it for you to love your neighbor? Is it that hard? Apparently it is in the back row. I'm here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They're not hard. Love God. Think about the things and the people that you love. You love your husband. You love your wife. You love your house. You love your precious little Fifi. You love your car. You love your boat. You love your son. You love your daughter. You love the beach. You love the mountains. You love the moon. You love the stars. You love God. And you go, whoop, 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 that's going a little too far. Don't want to be overtly religious around here. I'm not one of them, they're religious zealots. To each his own. Really? Do you love God? Can you sweat a couple drops in Jesus' name? Do you love him? We'll end it today with this great promise, again, from verse 9. Let's contemplate and meditate on this the rest of this weekend and in the next week. Eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man. That is, you have got no idea what waits you on the other side. You've got no idea. Eye isn't seen, you've never seen it. Ears not heard, you've got no inkling, no, nor has it ever come into your heart. That which God has got waiting for you on the other side when you die and leave this world, or if he comes back first. The question is, are you ready for Jesus' return? Or are you ready to die today? Is your name in the book? Eye is not seen, ear is not heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men. That which God has prepared for those that love him. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, we praise you in the house today. We love you. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for taking our place. Thank you for dying in our place. Thank you, Father, for taking our sins and putting them on your Son to reconcile me back to you because you love me that much. All I can say is, Lord, and us here say, here am I. Send me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station, Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5.